Welcome to the RV Rental Secrets Podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Max, and I'm thrilled to guide you through the journey of launching, growing, and managing a profitable RV rental business.
Welcome to the RV Rental Secrets Podcast. This week, I have Allie Rasmussen, who is the CEO and creative director of Spacious Skies Campgrounds. Welcome, Allie.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm so excited to have you on today. I was wondering if you could maybe share a little bit on how you got started in the campground business.
It would be my pleasure. So my husband, Eric, and I co-founded Spacious Skies Campgrounds 3 years ago as of March 19th, but we got our start during the pandemic. It was May of 2020, and we had been reading all about how everyone was going RVing. So we purchased an RV, pretty much like rig unseen until we got there and pulled it off the lot. And we took our three young kids out on the road for what turned out to be about like 30, 35 camping nights that first season. We are outdoorsy people, but we had never done RVing before, like in any capacity. So it was really new to us, but we just took it and ran with it, and it became a family passion really quickly. It's sort of our style to fly by the seat of our pants. So we would research where we were going to stop for the night, like an hour before we decided to stop for the night. So that turned into sort of like unintentional market research. We stayed at all different kinds of campgrounds, like any that you can think of: national park, state park, mom and pop, big resort, corporate owned, super well kept, super run down, just everything in between. And it dawned on us that we had put the kids to bed and we were by our campfire and we were looking up at the stars and just taking it all in and loving it. And we thought, why don't we turn this into something where we can take this feeling and share it with as many people as we can? We are entrepreneurial by nature. We met in business school, so we always knew that we would do something together. We just hadn't landed on it until that summer. And 9 or so months later, almost like having, you know, a baby, we closed on our first campground in Maine. And the rest is our, you know, sort of short history. A lot has happened in those last 3 years for sure to get us to where we are today. But by now we have 15 locations from Maine to Georgia. And our brand, Spacious Skies Campgrounds, is all about being in touch with nature and community and that the nighttime elements of camping, that campfire, stargazing, the sounds that you hear, the peace at night. So that's really what we represent. And it's very personal. Honestly, it's every campground is another baby.
That's amazing. Yeah, I feel like some of the best ideas come around like sitting at that campfire.
Yes.
You know, once you put the kids to bed, and my husband and I do that too. It's like you just dream about your future and what you can do. So that's awesome that that's how it started for you.
It's exactly right. It's like looking into those flames and just like meditating on what could be. Truly, it's and it all came from that moment.
That's awesome. Now, I mean, obviously, like you said, there's mom and pop campgrounds, you know, the corporate owned campgrounds. Like, what do you feel makes you unique from your competition and what sets you apart?
Absolutely. So we like to sort of ride a Goldilocks sort of ground. That's how we look at it, where our campgrounds are, you know, again, we have this tie to nature. So we don't have many examples at all of like trees all being blasted out and everything is a concrete pad and it's sterile and neat and super tidy. I mean, like our campgrounds are clean and tidy, of course, but we haven't sterilized the nature away. We very intentionally are acquiring, you know, buying existing campgrounds versus developing anything new. We, you know, we just don't see a need to create something additional if it already exists somewhere else to save and to bring back to life. And that's how we look at every campground that we buy. We put in this work to fix it up. So I digress. Spacious skies, you know, we have the tie to nature. We are our team members are we are all aligned in this mission of community and of inclusivity and of just like sharing the passion and the love for this lifestyle, for camping in general. And so our team members are really involved in their campground communities, which is more akin to, you know, what you would find in a mom and pop. And everybody is sort of an extension of the mission that Eric and I have put together. And so we're all, I trust our managers and I trust our teams to put in parts of themselves into how they run the campgrounds. And it's really wonderful and personal. So, for example, our campground in Central Maine, our manager there is passionate about astro-tourism and astronomy. And so she has really brought that element to that campground's experience. She has put that campground on the NASA map, literally, and that is all her own individual effort. We have a campground manager who is a former karaoke DJ, and so she brings that to the table. She's a real entertainer and brings that feel to the New Jersey location. So it's a very personal, connected feel. We want people to come to our campgrounds and feel like it's like Cheers. You know,
Right.
everyone knows your neighbor, you're at least comfortable. And we also have put in a concerted effort to message out that we are welcoming and inviting to one and all. That is, you know, a message that hasn't really been seen in the RV and camping spaces until very recently. And we want to be one of the louder voices. And so one of the initiatives we have taken is to complete a certification with an organization called Black Folks Camp 2. And that is a certification that all of our team members go through that train us on why we might not see certain groups of people camping and enjoying the outdoors as much as we might see other groups of people, and the whys, and then, you know, what we can do about it to be more intentionally inviting and welcoming. And so that's something that we really hold very close, and we make sure that we are providing a space that is comfortable and safe for everybody to recreate and to make sure that when people are camping, they don't have anything else to worry about but relaxing and enjoying their time. And, you know, I think our brand is really fun. It's outer space themed. It's quirky. It's colorful and dynamic. And so the visual elements of it, we have a collectible at every campground. You know, each campground has its own personality and its own little icon that represents it. So we really want to make camping at Spacious Skies like a fun, collectible, collective experience. It's not just this campground versus this campground versus this campground. We want you to be a cosmic camper and be part of the whole.
That's great. And I know you mentioned Cosmic Camper. Now, is that the name of your loyalty program? I feel like I saw that on
Is.
the
That's right. That's right. Yes. So we have a loyalty program called the Cosmic Camper Loyalty Program. And it is very, you know, it's like basic right now. We have a very small annual fee. At this time, it's $31.90. And that gets you 12% off your reservations. We are adding new features to that this year in the next few months. So that'll be coming out. But our Cosmic Campers are the first to know about any deals or news. They get special merchandise that has the Cosmic Camper logo on it. And, you know, again, we're all about inclusivity. So we're not going to keep anybody from camping with us if they're not a cosmic camper or, you know, not be as welcome. There's no like exclusive event or anything that keeps anyone who is not a cosmic camper from participating. But it just is a fun and sort of like additional extra bonus if you're camping.
I love that. I feel like a lot of times people that camp can get stuck to going to the same location over and over. So I
Yeah.
feel like your loyalty program kind of incentivizes them, or even like the collectibles at
Yeah.
each campgrounds, like to actually go to each campground and experience a new location. I think that's something that campers need to do. Like, don't always just go to the same place. There's so many beautiful places in the US, and you need to go out there and travel and experience it.
That's exactly right. And like we really try and encourage people to travel through the whole collection, you know, including our themed weekends. So we offer activities and events at all of our locations, just like so many campgrounds do. But we have every campground follow the same calendar so that every weekend is the same theme. It's, you know, Wild Wild West weekend at every Spacious Skies location so that you can travel weekend to weekend to a different campground location and know that you're not going to miss out on anything because everyone is celebrating the same thing altogether.
Now, I saw that you have like spring bloom trails and fall color trails. Is that another way that you kind of incentivize people to go to all of your different campgrounds?
That's exactly right. So we see the Spacious Skies collection as your very own built-in road trip. And in the spring, we start south and go north and follow the flowers. So we have actually outlined the trail for you. You can see the map on our website, and it gives information on what blooms you will see by any location, what events or festivals in the nearby towns there are. It's really fun. And then on the way down in the fall, it's you're following the fall, following the fall leaves and the color changing. And we do something similar where we call out the trees and call out any of the events and local attractions. So we really want you to travel the East Coast. It's exactly like you said, you can get stuck in a rut with camping just like anything else. There's nothing wrong with loving your backyard campground, but you should see more if you can.
Yeah, and I feel like the East Coast gets such a bad rap. Like everyone focuses out west, but there are so many great places to visit in the East. So.
I wholeheartedly agree. And it's not just because I'm a Jersey girl, but I think that there are just so many beautiful places on the East Coast that get overlooked. And it's just worth visiting them.
Yeah, my husband and I mean, we've been RVers since we've gotten married, so for 16 years. And we've only traveled throughout the East Coast, and we've been to new places every time. You know, we make a point of always visiting other campgrounds and other locations, and there's just so much to do and see. So, yeah, I definitely think people need to explore this area more.
I agree.
Now, what other things do you offer at your campgrounds? I know some locations offer RV rentals. Do all locations do that?
No, all locations. So we have RV and tent sites at every single location. We have some form of lodging or rental at 13 out of 15 of our locations. So that most commonly includes, you know, your deluxe cabins or your rustic cabins. We also have two locations that have yurts, like glamping units. And then we have four locations that have retro, you know, retro style RV rentals. So almost like another glamping style unit, but they are RVs. They're super cute, super photograph, like Instagrammable, and they have that retro look. And if you are RV curious, that's a really good way to try it out. See if my family can do this, can sleep in an RV or can, you know, enjoy this type of recreation. And so, yeah, we have something for everybody, really.
Yeah, that's so great. And I mean, I think that's why a lot of us in the RV rental industry kind of got started is because, you know, we love to share those experiences with other people that might not want to go out and buy an RV, but we can share our RV with them so that they can still have those great memories with their family. So I love that you have, you know, all of those options at your campgrounds for people to try out.
It has really served us well to have like the whole mix because it lends itself well to group camping and family reunions. Not everyone is going to want to camp the same way. And so we love group reservations. We're very group friendly too. So yeah, we are for sure very happy to offer any and all option.
Perfect. Now, what advice might you have for someone that's looking to get into the RV industry?
I would first say that talking to anybody who will offer up any information or just have a conversation with you, the industry is growing and evolving so rapidly that there's a lot of folks like myself and my husband that are really just 1, 2, 3 years ahead of anybody that who would be starting now and who has learned a lot of lessons. And so reaching out and not being afraid to network on LinkedIn or any of the association events or anything like that, people are eager to share. It's an exciting time and it's good for the world. It's good for people to go out and camp. And so to be a part of an industry that like promotes something so positive, it just gets people in it really excited. So, I mean, that's my number one bit of advice. And, to experience like whatever angle of the industry you're trying to get into, if it's campground ownership, you got to go camping first and foremost if you don't already. And you will want to, chat with all sorts of campground owners and, get their takes. Again, it's really just about relationships 100%.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that's some great advice. Now, if people want to learn more about your campgrounds, where can they find you online?
Our website is spaciousskiescampgrounds.com. So there's a lot of S's. We also have a forwarding URL that is sscrv.com, if that's a little easier. Or you can find us on socials at spaciousskiescampgrounds at Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. We're all over. So you could just Google us too.
Great. I'll put all of those links in the show notes so people can easily find you. And thank you so much for joining me today. It was great learning about your business.
I really appreciate you having me. Thank you.